This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Resistance training uses less muscle glycogen than previously thought, meta-analysis reveals. A comprehensive meta-analysis of 20 studies has quantified precisely how much muscle glycogen is depleted during resistance training sessions, revealing that strength training may require less carbohydrate replenishment than commonly believed. The findings challenge conventional post-workout nutrition recommendations and suggest current carbohydrate intake guidelines for weightlifters may be excessive. 24% average muscle glycogen depletion from resistance training sessions. Muscle glycogen depletion by exercise type. Average percentage reduction in muscle glycogens per training session. Traditional resistance, 24%. Source, meta-analysis of resistance training studies. Georgian Medical Journal News meta-analysis findings. The systematic review analyzed data from 20 controlled studies measuring muscle glycogen levels before and after resistance training sessions. The meta-analysis found that typical weightlifting sessions depleted only about 1/4 of available muscle glycogen stores. The research team noted considerable variation between studies, with glycogen depletion ranging from 12 to 40% depending on training volume, intensity, and muscle groups targeted. Studies examining high-volume training protocols showed greater depletion than traditional strength-focused sessions. Metabolic differences between exercise types. The meta-analysis revealed that training sessions lasting longer than 90 minutes showed progressively higher glycogen utilization. However, most recreational resistance training sessions last 45 to 75 minutes and fall well below the threshold for substantial glycogen depletion. The study also examined the role of training experience, finding that well-trained individuals showed slightly lower glycogen depletion rates, possibly due to improved metabolic efficiency and enhanced fat oxidation during rest periods between sets. This finding supports personalized nutrition approaches based on training status. Implications for recovery nutrition. The study's authors suggest that current post-workout carbohydrate recommendations may be unnecessarily high for individuals focused primarily on strength training. Instead of emphasizing immediate carbohydrate replenishment, they recommend prioritizing protein intake and overall daily carbohydrate consumption. The findings also support the growing emphasis on nutrient timing flexibility, suggesting that athletes don't need to consume carbohydrates within the traditional anabolic window unless performing multiple training sessions per day or preparing for competitions requiring rapid recovery. Individual variation and training context. While the meta-analysis provides valuable population-level data, the researchers emphasized substantial individual variation in glycogen utilization patterns. Factors including muscle fiber type composition, training history, and genetic polymorphisms affecting carbohydrate metabolism all influence glycogen depletion rates during exercise. The study's limitations include the heterogeneity of training protocols across included studies and the focus primarily on young, healthy male participants. Future research examining glycogen utilization in female athletes and older populations would strengthen the evidence base for evidence-based nutrition recommendations. Traditional resistance training sessions deplete approximately 24% of muscle glycogen stores. Key takeaways. Resistance training uses only 24% of available muscle glycogen on average. Glycogen depletion ranges from 12% to 40% depending on training variables. Individual variation is substantial, suggesting personalized approaches to post-exercise nutrition. Training sessions over 90 minutes show higher glycogen utilization. Frequently asked questions. How much muscle glycogen does resistance training typically use? According to the meta-analysis, resistance training sessions deplete approximately 24% of muscle glycogen stores on average, with variation between 12 to 40% depending on training factors. Does training volume affect glycogen depletion during weightlifting? Yes, the study found that longer sessions over 90 minutes showed higher glycogen utilization. Most recreational training sessions of 45 to 75 minutes fall well below substantial depletion thresholds. Do trained individuals use glycogen differently during resistance training? The research found that well-trained individuals showed slightly lower glycogen depletion rates, possibly due to improved metabolic efficiency and enhanced fat oxidation during rest periods. These findings represent a significant shift in understanding post-exercise metabolism and may influence future sports nutrition guidelines. As research continues to refine our knowledge of exercise-specific metabolic demands, personalized nutrition approaches based on individual training goals and physiological responses will likely become the standard of care. Source: a meta-analysis of 20 studies measured exactly how much glycogen a lifting session actually uses. At context, training uses less muscle glycogen than previously thought, meta-analysis reveals. Description: meta-analysis reveals resistance training uses only 24% of muscle glycogen, challenging post-workout carb recommendations for weightlifters and athletes. Author: a type organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: a type organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-22. Date modified: 2026-05-22.